I think we're very, very clear here, and I think there are millions of people who are equally clear in this country that we're opposed to the racism, to the misogyny, to the warmongering, to the attacks on the unions, to the defence of austerity, to the billionaire politics that Trump represents. I think that's the character of the revolt in the United States and around the globe about this. But, and I think there is a serious point that we have to bear in mind here, we will be united with some people who are revolted by Trump, who want to take to the streets, but perhaps are following the lead of some of those at the top of the Democrat Party in the United States, some of those who write the editorials in The Guardian in this country, some of the politicians in the centre of the Labour Party who think that the alternative to Trump is to go back to their own version of warmongering, of privatisation, of attacks on the unions. And we can't go there. We can't go there because it was the crisis of the Clintonites and the Blairites that produced Trump and produced UKIP in the first place. So we are not here to defend the record of the people who produced the disaster that produced Trump. We're here to stand for an alternative which is against privatisation, which is pro-union, which is anti-racist and anti-war, and relies on the mass movement of ordinary people to establish those aims.